Hello and welcome to the Sacred Word Audio Boo Meditations Podcast. Today is April the 5th, 2011, the Tuesday of the fourth week of Lent. And today we're going to be reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. We begin by taking a moment to settle ourselves in a comfortable place so that we can listen with our hearts as we take in a deep, slow breath and clear our mind, breathing deeply inward and letting the breath out just to clear the mind of the chatter, of the noise, becoming aware of how we are coming to this space, our tensions, our pains, and just lifting it all up. And we begin to read. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, at the Sheep Gate, a pool called, in Hebrew, Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately, the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "That man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who has healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. The word of the Lord. Do you want to be well? That is the question that Jesus asks us today. He can heal you if that is the desire of your heart. May God bless you. May He keep you. May His face shine upon you, and His goodness and His mercy be with you always and with all your family members. God bless. Amen.